Pete Hegseth announces testosterone screenings for service members over 30. By Paul Bois on July 15, 2026. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth announced on Wednesday an effort to annually screen servicemen's testosterone levels while offering testosterone replacement therapy, TRT. The Pentagon chief said testing will begin for servicemen over 30, while those under 30 will be given the option to voluntarily have their testosterone tested. While we invest heavily in our weapon systems, platforms and gear, our most decisive tactical advantage will always be the individual warfighter, Hegseth said. We have a sacred duty to maintain that advantage, which is why we must constantly look for new ways to optimize your performance, your resilience and your long-term health, Hegseth said in a video posted to X that he headlined, the IT Department of War. Hegseth added that the program will see to it that servicemen have the right testosterone levels to operate at their absolute best, because it's well-established science that as we age, testosterone levels often naturally drop. Servicemen who fall short will then be offered TRT. This initiative, it's not about artificial enhancement. It's about restoring and optimizing your natural capabilities, protecting your longevity, ensuring you have the biological foundation required to sustain and fight, Hegseth said. We owe our warriors the absolute best medical care in the world. And this program delivers on that obligation. According to The Hill, roughly 5.6% of men between 30 and 79 have testosterone deficiency, which can cause muscle loss, fatigue, weight gain and sexual dysfunction, along with other health issues like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and depression. By addressing these health markers early, we're keeping you on the leading edge of lethality and giving you the same level of support that you give this nation the absolute best, Hegseth said. According to Northwestern Medicine, testosterone increases with high-intensity interval training, HIIT, as well as resistance training. Lifting weights, using resistance bands or doing bodyweight exercises like squats and push-ups puts stress on your muscles, signaling your body to produce more testosterone to aid in muscle growth and repair, it noted. Compound exercises, like deadlifts, squats and bench presses, work multiple muscle groups simultaneously and tend to have the most significant effect on testosterone levels. High-intensity interval training, HIIT, short bursts of intense exercise followed by brief recovery periods can also lead to a testosterone surge. HIIT workouts are time-efficient and can be incorporated into various activities like cycling, rowing, sprinting or bodyweight circuits, it added.